Well, look at you, all ready for racist chips and salsa day.
Oh, olay.
I mean, you really bring the racist to chips and salsa day. So, anyway, is that... Oh, well, clearly you bring more than just that.
Trust me, all week long. All week long.
You know... I found it interesting, the timing of everything, that Cinco de Mayo is the first day of Shark Week.
And,
you know, you know, Taco Bell, which, of course, is really not Mexican.
Right, or good. Yes. Right.
But it does bring on the sharks.
It's true.
Yep.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Tighten that up.
Tighten well, up hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
hello. And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on,
oh,
guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Gosh, I believe I was in a Swiss accent. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 5th of May, 2025, and I'm about to crawl into this bed and have a coma. Year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I'm one of your hosts, the one who just got back in, and boy, are my arms tired, Mr. Larry H. Bader spelled.
Bader, V-E-D-E-R.
Ooh. Oh, too tired to even have to offer comment.
You know what, Noah? I get it. And joining me today is the hero of the LFC. It's the...
Hello!
The airport hero, everyone. It's Big Fatty.
Well, hi!
Hi, Big Fatty. Y'all, it feels like it's been forever since we recorded a little show.
Yes, it does.
And it has been a minute. We recorded before I left for the Lost Wages, and good God, a lot has happened in these 2 weeks and one day. Woo. So, y'all, I barely kept up with Big Fatty. I think I'm almost caught up on the BFO.
By the way,
I got behind.
By the way, we've got some breaking news. I don't know if you knew this or not.
Breaking news.
Dr. Stone, after our last episode, he texted me and he said that my debut on the LFC was October the 12th, 2005.
Well, the show...
At least according to the episode he has.
I don't know that it took that long. It may have. But y'all, the show debuted on June 23rd. 2005, and so that is the date that we're going to celebrate, you know, or celebrex, depending on, you know, depending on your age and whatnot. But you know,
is that covered on Medicare?
Yes.
Okay.
But you know, it's just like y'all with everything else, Big Fat. Y'all, we're going to celebrate for a year. We're just going to have a big celebration.
Will there be a census?
You know what? Don't put it past me. There's only 4 people that listen. It won't take a lot of work.
Right. It won't take long.
The Crooked Hat Coding Studio could just get on that.
Right.
And some of you would say, but Larry, that's what you do. You can do it. Yeah, but that's a lot of work. But yeah. So yeah.
Too much.
So y'all, I'm not going to go into... If I talk to you about what I've been up to the last 2 weeks, we'd be here for 3 hours. And so not going to do that.
Lordy.
But a quick rundown, y'all. The next morning after we recorded the last little show, Sunday morning...
That was on a Saturday, wasn't it?
We recorded on a Saturday. And on Sunday, Easter Sunday, y'all, Big Fatty was risen at 5 a.m. And y'all, the trip to the airport was quite possibly one of the most infuriating drives I think either one of us have had in a while. Y'all,
I don't remember it.
It was chaos at the airport.
Absolutely. Oh, yes.
Good Lord. Y'all, everyone, and y'all, I get it. We're all tired. It's 5:30 in the morning, right? But y'all, people were just like, oh, y'all, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. I got to Security. Well, I was checking in. Y'all, I had to check a bag because, you know, I was
there.
You
had to check your valise, yes.
I did. And y'all, I was there for 2 weeks or a week or 10 days. And so, y'all, I realized there were two Breeze flights departing about the same time as my flight. There's nothing wrong with flying the Breeze, but...
And by the Breeze, you mean?
And well, I think what I clearly mean is...
Right.
You know what? He flies the Breeze. Anyway, and so, y'all... A lot of the issue is these people were flying the Breeze because it's cheap. And they were bringing their 33 children and their 85 checked bags. And there was also a Southwest flight leaving. So, y'all, it was chaos. Y'all, I was on a 175, which is a commuter jet. So, right, there's 40 people on my plane.
Yeah. But
these are 737 8s. So they're, you know, we're talking probably 350, 400 people that were checking in. And y'all, I have never been so glad to just be like, excuse me, pardon me, because I don't have to go to the kiosk if I'm checking a bag since I'm Premier. So I can just go right to the...
Excuse me, could you move back in your lane and let me pass since you clearly do not have the...
Premier.
Premier.
So I don't do that. I just let Larry do that for me, who's standing at the head of the Premier line, who parts the great seas for me to get through. Because, y'all, they don't like you to put your own bag tag on if you're Premier, because they have to put the priority sticker in it, so they have to take it back off if you put it on. So either way.
Right, yeah.
So, y'all, I got through. Y'all got to TSA, and if you thought that the parking situation or the drop-off situation was bad... The TSA line was to the door of the airport
for
the regular. And I got in the pre-check. Y'all, I've never been so glad in my life to have pre-check. And y'all, I think out of spite, when it's that busy, they put all the good, they load up the pre-check side with all the good TSA, and they have like one person over on the other side. And so, y'all, I got right through, had a little coffee. Y'all, flew to Las Vegas. I'm going to tell you.
Well, you didn't go direct.
Well, I flew to via Houston, and y'all, I had quite a lengthy layover. And I tried to jump on the earlier flight just because.
But I believe there was a story.
Well, I couldn't get on the earlier flight. It was full. Well, it wasn't full, but I would have had a middle seat in the back. And that just, that's 3.5 hours, y'all. I'm not trying to do that. And so, y'all, I was in the United Club, and y'all, I travel a lot personally, but I also travel for business. And a lot of the times when I travel, y'all, I'm driving at the other end, or I have to make smart decisions about travel. But y'all, I was on vacation, so all I wanted was a Bloody Mary.
Yes, and the BM, if you will.
Well, and you know what they said? Y'all, in Texas, you can't serve the alcohol before 11 a.m. On a Sunday.
That's 11 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah, on a Sunday. Well, y'all, my flight was at noon. I mean, I still had a Bloody Mary. Do not get me wrong.
Right.
Whenever it was 11 a.m. But, y'all, I was right there waiting for Larry, the hot bartender. But anyway, y'all, got to Las Vegas. Completely uneventful. Got checked in. And they said, Mr. Vader, your room isn't ready. But if you don't mind us moving you, I said, as long as it's on the first floor. And so they said, oh, yes. And so, y'all, they gave me a room right away. I relaxed a bit, unpacked, went out to the hog. Y'all, I was exhausted. So I ended up going to bed early. Y'all, friends got there, started getting there on Monday. Most of them got there on Wednesday. Great to see them. The weekend was a riot. Y'all, it was too much, quite honestly.
Too much.
I asked the organizers, I said, how many people are here? And y'all, I was thinking 200 or 300. 800 and something was the final number. So, y'all, it was a lot of people.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, it was a lot of people. But you know what? It's fine. Ended up having a great time, y'all. Thursday night, Friday, and even Saturday, did a lot of the horror event. But y'all, by Sunday, to be honest, I was done.
Done.
There's a lot of men smoking the cigars.
Before you go any further, wasn't there a former number one fan of the BFO at the horror event?
I don't think he was a number one. I don't think he listened. He did ask if you still did your little show, but I don't.
He was a number one fan.
That used to work with us?
No.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know of anyone else that was at the horror event, do I?
Wasn't the Gravitas there?
I forget. He didn't want to be a number one fan of the BFO, so I've purged that. The Gravitas, y'all, I'm not going to tell the story exactly, but y'all, the Gravitas.
There is a story.
And it's
I've been told that there's a story.
Well, yes. But y'all, the Gravitas was coming, and then y'all, he had to cancel. He had some stuff come up with work, and I completely understand work, and y'all, it wasn't going to be worth it. And then some other stuff happened, and he had no car because his, you know, and he changed the oil himself. And anyway, so he was waiting on his car, and y'all, all of a sudden, I get this tip-a-tap on Tuesday afternoon that says, y'all, I thought it said that someone died. But when I actually read it, y'all, it was some correspondence with him and the mechanic. But then y'all, he was getting on a plane like an hour and a half later. So y'all, we made plans, we met out, we had drinks, y'all, we had a good time. It was great seeing the Glovitas, but y'all, he had to leave the next day, so didn't get to spend too much time with him. But we had some biscuits and gravy together. And then on
at a buffet?
No. We did not have a buffet. I had made buffet plans, but y'all, then he canceled, which is fine. I'm not upset that he had to cancel, so I canceled the buffet reservations. But y'all,
right?
I ended up spending quite a bit of time at the Badlands with my friend Calman, and Calman is a bartender there, and y'all, he's the sweetest man you will ever meet. Some say he looks a little too much like the jar for their comfort, but I say he just has a man bun, and that's the only similarity. So, spent a lot of time there with him and got to know him. Y'all, we watched the Golden Girls together later in the trip. But, you know, it was a good time. Y'all came home. Big Fatty, again, airport hero, picked me up from the area of Puerto. Y'all, it was a comedy of errors, and I'm going to tell you, I took an early flight, which I despise, but I wanted to get home early enough to wash my underpants. Y'all, there was a packing calamity. When I left that Saturday morning, got up at 4 a.m., or Sunday morning, I got up at 4 a.m. to leave. Big Fatty picked me up about 5:30-ish. Y'all, I decided to wear a pair of boots so I would have more room in my checked bag to take a few more things. But I'd already packed the boots, so I took the boots out. And y'all, I had packed like underpants and socks in there. And I'd packed some clothes in my backpack to make up for the space that they took up. Well, I didn't want the clothes in my backpack because y'all, they made it thick and big. And also, they added weight. And so y'all, I dumped all that stuff out, put it on the bed, took the boots out, got dressed, packed the bag, and left. The problem is I didn't put any of the stuff I dumped out of my backpack or one pair of the boots back in the bag to go to Lost Wages. So there was an underpants sock shortage. So that required a load of laundry. But otherwise, great week. Got home Tuesday. Y'all, landed in D.C. We landed late because the coffee pot exploded on the plane.
so we were delayed. Hate it when that happens.
And y'all, if you've ever flown into Dulles, we landed at like D.C. 30 or something, and I had to get to A1C, which is not to be confused with the test I've got to have at my doctor's.
A1C.
Correct.
Right.
Thank God it's not tomorrow. And y'all, it was the United app, which is actually fairly good about distances, said you can make it if you hurry. It's a 26-minute walk, and you have 25 minutes before they close the boarding door. And so y'all, Miss Horty, again, had on boots and jeans and said, gotta go. And so, yeah, I was in first class, so I took off. I left old people.
Yelling in the airport, run, OJ, run.
Basically. And Miss Horty took, y'all, I made it in 12 minutes. Ooh. Because I knew what would happen, which is those A1 gates in Dulles are fucking nightmare. But
nightmare.
It's a door. It's not a gate. And they board like 6 or 7 flights out of that door. So once they were done, they were done. And I knew that they wouldn't hold it for me. And y'all, when I pulled up to the gate agent to scan my boarding pass, she said, Mr. Bader, that was impressive. And I said, what do you mean? She said, we had already gotten ready to book you on the next flight. And I said, there isn't a next flight. And she said, tomorrow. And I said, well, I made it. Y'all got on the plane. Y'all, we're supposed to land at 7 o'clock. We landed at 6:20 something. All excited. Big Fatty was going to work out just right. Big Fatty was on his way right from Shady Pines. He was going to pick me up. Y'all, we made a wrong turn and went to the Air Force Base instead of the airport terminal.
Mm.
So then we had to loop around. We had to wait on other planes to land, to cross back over the runway. Then no one would answer on the radio, so the pilot had to call the airport on his cellular telephonic device. And then there was a plane at the gate, so we had to wait on them to push back. Y'all, it was not good.
It never pays to be early.
Yeah. So, but y'all, we got home. Y'all got home, didn't wash my underpants, put them all away, worked. Y'all, big coal mine week this week.
Oof.
Y'all had the explosive diarrhea after I got home.
Oh, did you make it to the Turl?
Well, the next day.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And barely every time.
I don't know if you've heard the show after I picked you up. I dropped you off at the Vader family compound, and then I got stuck behind the train.
Did you go the back way by my house, or did you go down the main highway?
I went down the main highway. I don't know how to go the back way behind your house.
Oh, yeah. There's no train that would stop there if you go that way. It's a slower way because it's 35 mile an hour, but you don't have a
train. Well, I was moving at 0 miles an hour for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, you can cut through the back way, through Hanahan, if you leave my house out of Larry Street versus...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Either way, y'all, Big Fatty saved the day, really did. And it's not that I was too cheap to pay for an Uber, though. Y'all, I overspent by $500 probably. I overdid it. But y'all, I dealt with so many Ubers because my friend Scott from Saskatoon and I decided there are two types of people that go to the Gahara
event. Wait a minute. Are you saying that you have a friend?
He's more of an acquaintance. He probably wouldn't consider
an acquaintance. Yeah. So it was Vader.
It was. I am saying it was Vader
and Scott.
Okay.
They're very similar. But y'all, he and I decided there are two types of people that go to horror events. And Big Fatty, I need you to weigh in on this.
If you need someone to weigh in.
On a horror event, nonetheless.
A horror event, especially.
They're the ones who plan, book their rooms, make sure everyone is ready to go, doing things. And they're the others who just show up and don't offer to pay for the Ubers.
Yes.
Yes. And y'all, Scott and I, between the two of us, we could have bought a house, probably. Or at least made a mortgage payment on a house for what we spent in Ubers. Because y'all, they were like, all right. And they would just look at us and we're like, all right. And so, y'all, but either way, I don't mind. These are amazing people. And truly, truly had an amazing, like just a just a fantastic time. Y'all, some of us are planning another trip, another horror trip in September, so it will be great to see them. But yeah, I just couldn't deal with another Uber when I landed, because at the airport, it's a bit of a game, because I don't live far enough away for them to make enough money to warrant getting out of the waiting line, because they're just, it's a $10 Uber versus, you know, they want a $100 Uber. So I have a hard time getting one. Either way, y'all, Friday at the coal mine, y'all, they gave me a microphone.
Uh-oh. And they didn't they say...
have some fun and play shenanigans.
Yep, it was shenanigans.
Didn't they say, are you comfortable with a microphone?
Yeah, and I said, Larry, just watch my levels. The head coal miner said, please no jokes. And I said, all right, fine. Then this is going to be boring for the next 45 minutes. But y'all, it was good. But y'all, then, because my week wasn't crazy enough, got into the car and was off to the Disney's Hilton Head Island Resort.
Oh.
Y'all remember?
When did you go?
Friday. Saturday. Saturday. I went yesterday as we record this. I don't know.
It's too much.
Y'all, some of you may remember from the good days, the Nanny Elizabeth.
Yes.
And Mr. Nanny Elizabeth and Dr. Joe and his partner, who I didn't even know, and Dr. Stone's future ex-husband, Dave. Hot Dave. And so, y'all, we all had a little mini good day.
Wait a minute. Nanny Elizabeth's son wasn't there?
No. And I'll talk to you about him later. But, y'all, he was at home taking care of the kitty cats. Y'all, Big Fatty, I asked at dinner. We went to the Jazz Corner for dinner on Saturday night.
I've been there.
I know. Y'all, and I've been there, too. But I hadn't been in so long. Y'all, it was a Ray Charles tribute show. And I'm going to tell you, the band was absolutely phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But y'all, that food, y'all, it was good. Dude,
It's
real good food. No, it's not inexpensive. But you know what? Like, it was a celebration. All of us being together. But y'all, Disney's Hilton Head Island Resort, y'all, it's beautiful. It's lovely. It's relaxed. Y'all. But the hot dads, whoo, Lord, the hot dads that were there. So that was nice. Y'all watched Hot Dave eat 20 Dole Whips in the 24 hours I was around him. Y'all, I don't want to see his charger plate bill.
I was going to say, they're not complimentary.
They are not. They're $6 each. Because I had one today before I left. Some child knocked it out of my hand.
Did the child say you're too fat?
Basically. And then we took photos of all of us, and I was like, I'm too fat. But yeah, y'all, it was lovely. I just got home right before we started recording. I'm glad you texted, because I had dozed off while my laundry was going. So
there you go.
Y'all, it's been a lot. It's been a lot. But Nanny Elizabeth said to tell you hello.
I hope you offered my best to her.
I did, and y'all, we decided instead of the good days, that's just what we're gonna do. We're gonna go to the Hilton Head, in May, from here on out. Because y'all, I always forget I like Hilton Head. It's one of those places that it's so laid back, and it's not necessarily reasonably priced, but it's good. It's good. So. But, yeah.
And there are probably fewer children there.
Yeah, there are definitely fewer children. There were a surprising amount of children, but I suspect it'll empty out some during the week. Y'all, we won Disney trivia this afternoon.
Oh! Did you receive a complimentary Dole Whip?
No, I got a plastic cup and a koozie.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead. Or alive.
All right, everyone. I'm a little rusty because it's been a few weeks. This is the game where Big Fatty gives us the name of someone born on this day, and I have to guess if they're dead or alive. But because he picks such random people, y'all, I have to tell you who they are. Why you'd know
them. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Tina Yothers.
Tina Yothers. Y'all, she's got to still be alive. Tina Yothers was part of a gospel duo, the Yothers. She and her husband, I think it was her husband, and y'all, they were big. I've got some of their records, big in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, the Yothers family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, did they go Yothering? Tina Yothers is alive. She's an American actress. She was Jennifer on Family Ties.
Lord, I haven't thought about Family Ties in a minute.
Travis Jervy.
He is, as far as I know, he's still alive. Yeah, he was an American sports ball player, I believe, the football. Yeah, still alive.
Travis Jervy is indeed alive. He was a sports ball running back. He was in Super Bowl 31 playing for the Green Bay Packers, and he was in the Pro Bowl in 1997, and Big Fatty owns his jersey from the Pro Bowl because, y'all, he is a former coal miner.
That is correct. That is correct.
So, yeah. All right, let's see who we got here next. John Batterson Stetson.
Y'all, dead as a doornail. Y'all, he was the founder of Stetson Clothing Wear. And also the hat, the Stetson hats are named after him.
John Batterson Stetson was an American hat manufacturer. And he is indeed dead as a doornail. So good on you for that one. let's see what we've got here. James Beard.
Ooh, y'all, I think James Beard is dead. But you may have heard of the James Beard Foundation that was started in his name. He was a chef.
James Beard is indeed dead, and he was an American culinary expert and author.
And
all right,
gay,
we got time for...
And gay as goose. Gay as a goose, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I saw that on the Julia show on the HBOs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Right. Have we got time for a couple more?
Absolutely.
Okay, Ann B. Davis.
Ooh, y'all, too soon. Y'all, she's dead as a doornail also. Y'all, she was that Alice on the Brady Bunch.
Ann B. Davis was an American stage and screen actress, and she was Alice on the Brady Bunch. Uh-huh. Dead as a doornail. Yeah, okay, have we got time? This last one now.
Okay, last
Pat
one.
Pat Carroll.
Pat Carroll. Y'all, I don't know. I guess dead. I'm going to go with dead. Y'all, Pat Carroll. Excuse me, a little gassy. Pat Carroll was an author of those trashy romance books that you buy in the area of Puerto.
Pat Carroll was an American comedian. An Emmy Award-winning actress, she was the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid. Ooh. Dead as a doornail.
Yeah.
So, right. And she was on the Hollywood Squares, too.
Oh, I bet.
You know, she was, one of those middle squares on either side of the center square. You know, those were the... Pat Carroll, you know. Yeah. She was kind of one of those. And she was probably on The Match Game, too.
Probably. Well, speaking of the Disney characters, you know, there was one question that we all got wrong today that we should have gotten right. And so I'm going to ask you because you're...
Ask me.
So
yes.
In the Lilo and Stitch, which y'all, I hated that movie. In the Lilo and Stitch, y'all, what Disney princess made an appearance, a cameo, was seen also in that movie?
Princess Hannah.
Ooh, probably. I think she was Lilo. She's about that. Yeah, okay. I think she's about that age. Yeah,
I didn't see the movie, so I have no idea.
Y'all, it was Mulan, and it all makes sense. And y'all, they weren't listening to me when I was saying, y'all, the Lilo and Stitch was animated at the Disney's Hollywood Studios, and I said it's probably one of the other movies they were animating there. But it was Mulan because Mulan was also animated at Hollywood Studios or MGM Studios at the time.
So, look at you. Can you name another princess that was animated at the studio?
I don't know that there was another one.
There you have it. Kind of narrows it down.
Yeah. Ooh. I think those were the only two feature-length movies. Or Prime.
You know, you mentioned studios, and I'm taken back. You know, got a special birthday coming up this week. probably be celebrated with an aged skull.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network.
Aged.
Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Probably having to use a walker or an acorn stair lift.
Oh, that's true. Maybe they'll just put acorns on the skull meatloaf.
You know, by the way, isn't it interesting that it is Cinco de Mayo's during Shark Week, and it's also the old gal's birthday during Shark Week?
I think those are all...
I don't think it's a coincidence.
No, they're all very much related. It makes sense.
Right.
They were also animated at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Right. And, you know, with the old gal, Shark Week, slip and slide.